All right, today I'm going to lead us in what is called the stepping in exercise, and the Lord actually woke me up early one morning, probably about 3:30 or something like that, and gave me this exercise pretty much verbatim. So I do not claim this exercise beyond being dutiful enough to write down what he said. And the exercise works a lot better than it should in my mind. And I have seen some very dramatic results where people getting healing of some very bad abuse and hurt of all different kinds from one, two, or three applications of this exercise in a way that just doesn't even make sense to me. It's kind of like God has written a check. And so if you cash the check of this exercise, it will help you probably more than if it was just me giving you an idea. It would probably take me 10 hours to accomplish, but it can often be accomplished in 20 minutes or in half an hour. So we all like the, all us Americans love instant health. So, okay, so I'm going to lead you in an exercise. And the first thing we do is we say, Jesus, please come and hold my hand and lead me into blank. And blank is whatever is troubling us. So it could be hopeless despair. It could be fear. It could be unhappiness that our parents didn't love us enough, or that people don't love us enough, or maybe we hate ourselves that day. Whatever your problem is, you're going to insert that in there. And so you're going to say, Jesus, please lead me into, this time we're going to, for this recipe's purpose, we're going to use hopeless despair, which is a very serious thing. And people have this hidden in their hearts from times when they were children, when they were hopelessly despairing. And I know I hated even saying that word out loud, and yet I found pockets of hopeless despair. I mean, it reminds me of the La Brea tar pits, this dark, hopeless, you're never going to make it. And I didn't even know it was in there, but I accessed it sometimes and prayed this prayer and got rid of some of it. And I think that this will be a good example and a good resource, but any problem, you apply it the same way. So you ask Jesus to come and hold your hand so you won't be afraid to walk with you, in this case, through the hopeless despair that's within you. And then your job at that point is to begin to feel as acutely as you can the hopeless despair that's bothering you. But before you start on your walk with Jesus, you say, and take me to a place, a new place. It's very important to say new place of health and safety. So your job is to feel as intensely as you can whatever's bothering you, in this case, hopeless despair, and hold the Lord's hand as consciously as you can, and let him walk with you through that. But don't try to spare yourself. The deeper you can feel these bad feelings, whatever they are, the more you can be delivered of them. And then he comes in his own time. You do not invent a happy moment where he comes and puts a lei around your neck and says, you're all healed now. You let him come, though he might do that. You let him come and deliver you in his own time. You will know it because he will do it. I don't want you to make it up. I don't want you to fight what you see. But let the Lord come and save you. So your job is to, however long it takes, to feel that as intensely as you can. The good news is the longest I've ever seen this take, having done it maybe 100 times now, is 20 minutes. In terms of how long you have to stay with the bad feeling. Now, is it possible that it could take longer for somebody? Sure it is, but it hasn't happened so far.
And is it possible that somebody would have to revisit the same place more than once?
It is not only possible, it's very likely. So this is not a one-time deal for most people. If you're healed totally of whatever your problem is with one time, fine, but don't, if the symptoms, your symptoms get better, but they're not all gone, do it again.
So you're like abandoning yourself to the feeling of hopeless despair in this case, and then waiting on the Lord to come to be, like he's acting upon you from outside of yourself. So you're not really making that part happen.
No, you don't make that part happen. And when you say abandoning yourself to hopeless despair, you're not only abandoning, you're digging in with a shovel. Mm-hmm. You as the deeper you can feel that, and the more that you dig into it, the more that when the Lord comes, he'll deliver you from it. And I think that you will find this exercise to be very powerful.
It really seems to be patterned after the crucifixion and resurrection, in a way, of Jesus giving himself over to the pain and the suffering, and then the Lord coming and bringing him to a new place.
Okay, let's go ahead and do the exercise. Okay, and so Nancy and I are going to do this exercise together. So, Nancy, let's you and I say the prayer. Lord Jesus, please hold our hand.
Please hold our hand.
And walk with us. Into this terrible, hopeless despair. And then take us to a new place. Of health and safety. All right, so let's just, you and I, walk into this hopeless despair that's within us. And Nancy, you put your hand up when the Lord takes you to a new place of health and safety. All right, now Nancy's put her hand up, so she was moved very quickly out of the hopeless despair into a new place. I wasn't done yet. You need to let this be to go at your pace, but there's no sense for us to sit here in silence because the pace for each person will be different. Nancy had almost instantaneous. I've seen people get it in 3 minutes, some people in 5, some in 10, some in 20. For the benefit that you get out of this, it is so worth your time. So go ahead, Nancy, would you tell us what happened?
I could feel that part of my soul where there was some hopeless despair. And as I just felt that, all of a sudden I had a picture of the Lord's hand coming and reaching out to me. And then I could see that in his hand, he was handing me a crutch. And then I saw that he was wrapping my head and my arm in like bandages. And it made me think of, you know, the classic cartoon of somebody who's been in like a car wreck or something and they have a bandage and a crutch. But I felt in my heart like there is repair for areas where there's always a solution, there's always repair, there's mending for places where you've been hurt, where you're disabled, there's something to help you walk if you can't walk right. And I just started to feel like a hope, like whatever and wherever I'm hurt or injured, there is a remedy for it.
All right, well that's a very good example of losing some part of the hopeless despair of the total package. So let's say you lose 20% every time you do this or exercise. Boy, is that time well spent.
So each time could be different.
Don't try to imitate the timing of this. Like I say, for you, for one person, it might be 3 minutes. For another person, it might be 10. Don't try to be fast, but if it's fast, accept it. It might be 20 minutes. For me, it's usually runs around 10 minutes or so. I have some people 3 or 4 minutes, but everyone is unique. The important thing is you let Jesus show up on his own. Do not force anything.
Right. I know that when I use it with other people or sometimes even with myself, will naturally go into that exercise after they've been crying some or touching some kind of memory or hurt. Sometimes we're already almost there, and then when we do the exercise, then Jesus shows up. And I think part of it going faster is just that the person has been working on some of the emotional grieving and things like that, and then we call that to use that at that point.
All right, well that may be the case, but if it's not the case, you can still do the exercise.
Oh, I know, and I do that sometimes
at,
too.
At will. So let us, where this is the end of this exercise.
Okay. Thank you, Richard.
Okay, now I have something else I want to. I have one more thing I'd like to record.
Okay.